praise her, hallelujah. In the presence of my enemies, I raise her, hallelujah. Louder than the unbelief, I raise her, hallelujah. Comes to fight for me. I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm, louder and louder. You're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive. Hallelujah, with everything inside of me, I raise a hallelujah. I will watch the darkness flee. I raise a hallelujah in the middle of mystery. I raise a hallelujah. Fear, you lost your hold on me. I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm, louder and louder. You're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive. Sing a little louder.
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 Let's sing a little louder.
Sing a little louder.
In the presence of my enemies.
Sing a little louder.
Louder than the unbelief.
Sing a little louder.
My weapon is a melody.
Sing a little louder.
Heaven comes to fight for me.
I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder. You're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive. I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder. You're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise God. That's the way go about life. It's just giving it to Jesus. In the name of the Lord, we're just going to give Him every situation we go through and everything that we are, and just claim it and move on. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You will. Let's just stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning. I want to welcome you all this morning. Hope everyone's doing well. I just keep in prayer all those that are traveling. I know we got a whole group of them. You can look around and see there's a couple of different groups have gone in different directions. We want to keep them in our prayer for safety. They'll have a resting time, and Lord, to bring them back safely. And also for those that are sick and shut in, I know there are a lot of prayer requests going forward. Those that are spoken and unspoken. Y'all can see the text blast. If you're not a part of it, let us know and we'll let you have that. And also our prayer box, there are prayer requests in it. And we just want to continue to praise God. But you know also, to go along with those prayers, There's many testimonies of victory and what God has done in our life and what He's continuing to do. Just praise God. I want to welcome those of you online to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica. Thank you for joining us, whether it be live now or at a later date. But we do love the Lord here, and we love to pray. We believe in prayer. We believe in the prayer in the name of Jesus. Praise God. If you have a prayer request, please put it in the comment section. And for each and every one of you, if you have a prayer request this morning, whether it's spoken or unspoken, just show by the raising of your hand. God knows. He knows each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, God, we just love You. Lord, we want to praise You this morning. We want to thank You, dear Lord, for Your love, Your mercy, and grace. Lord, You've just shared Your love for us, dear Lord. You've created a situation, dear Lord, for us that we're always able to come to You. Lord, You just opened up Your throne, dear Lord. Thank You for tearing the veil, dear Lord, from the top to the bottom. Lord, ripping it, dear Lord, that we can come directly to You in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we come now, we want to lift up each and every prayer request. Lord, those that are sick and shut in, those that aren't able to be with us, dear Lord, those facing procedures right now, surgeries, Lord, we ask that You'll just ease the nerves, dear Lord, ease each and every situation that comes forth, dear Lord, and we're placing them in Your mighty hands. We're asking You to bless, dear Lord, and continue to heal their bodies. Bring them back to us Your appointed time. Dear Lord, we just love and praise You. Lord, now for those that are traveling, dear Lord, we ask for You to keep them safe. Bring them back to us. Lord, we just love You and we praise You. Lord, You see the hands that are raised. Lord, You know the depths of our hearts. Lord, You hear our tears in the night. Dear Lord, You know the situations that's going forward. And, dear Lord, we're placing them into Your mighty hands. God, we love You and we thank You. We praise You. And, dear Lord, we thank You for each and every one that's here this morning, not only for this congregation here with our children's church and in the nursery. Lord, You have just blessed us so much, dear Lord. Thank You for those that came yesterday to help work on beautifying Your house, dear Lord, and we continue just to lift it up to You. Lord, we ask You to be with our pastor. Lord, strengthen him in the ministry, Lord. Strengthen his family. Guide them as You always have in the direction You would have them to go. Guide us, dear Lord, that we know not only who You are, dear Lord, that we know what You would have intended. Dear Lord, and we just give You all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Keep on the fire. Praise the Lord. While you're standing, it'll be up on the screen, but also if you need the hymnal like I do, turn to page 212. I'm almost positive. Keep on the firing line. That is not the right. I'm at the wrong page. Excuse me. 212. Let me get there and I can say it's right. Keep on the firing line. Praise God.
Keep on the firing line. on the passes here. With a shout of welcome, we will all march into. Keep on the firing line. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run or even lag behind. If you would win for God and the righteous, keep on the firing line. When we get to heaven, brother, we'll be glad. Keep on the firing line. How we praise the Savior for the call we had. Keep on the firing line. When we see the souls that we have left to win, lead them to Jesus from the past of sin. With a shout of welcome, we will all march in. So keep on the firing line. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run or even lag behind. If you would win for God and the righteous, keep on the firing line. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run or even lag behind. If you would win for God and the righteous, keep on the firing line.
Yes.
Love each and every one of you. You sound like you're ready for church this morning. Praise God, praise God, praise God. You may be seated if you can. Praise the Lord. I'm just going to get ready and take up the service. I'll tell you one thing. At least when we get to heaven, and I know this in my heart, I won't lose my breath when I'm praising the Lord and singing to glorify Him. Just praise God. It also means I'm out of shape too. But praise God, praise God. Just love the Lord. Thank y'all for your attendance this morning, for your worship, and for your prayers. Let's continue to keep each and every one of our services when we come, be in prayer, be ready to be in one mind and one accord, be ready to receive what God has in store for us. Praise God, praise God. I don't know if I have an announcement. Did we decide? Okay. Well, I want to get started. We're supposed to have our business meeting this Friday, which is the... like it's the 28th. I set a calendar up here for I'd be sure and ask. So make plans to come Friday night over in the Curtis Center at 7 p.m. It'll be the 28th. Come and be part of our business meeting. We just love each and every one. It's something we need to get done. And also, men, we're going to have Tuesday night. We're going to have Band of Brothers over in the Children's Church. I want to apologize for that lagging a little bit. We want to get back where it should be, and I'll take full responsibility, but we'll meet in the Children's Church at 7 p.m. Tuesday night also, men. You're all invited. If you're coming straight from work, come on in. If you've been out working in the yard, come on in. Be with us Tuesday night at 7 p.m. We'd love to have you, men. Just we'll meet, like I said, in the Children's Church. We'll use our classroom over there, and that'll make it a lot easier for everybody. Hope there's a crowd. We have to move into the sanctuary next door. So praise God. Well, those are two announcements I have right now. Do you have any others? Alrighty, praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and take up the morning offering. God. Make my notes to myself, too. Thank you. Brother Jim, would you ask the Lord to bless our offering this morning, please? Yes, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Thank you.
This will be an E flat. I'll just worship as we do praise his name this morning. When you're up against a wall and your mountain seems so tall and you realize life's not always fair, you can run away and hide, let the old man decide, or you can change your circumstances with a prayer. When everything falls apart, praise his name. When you have a broken heart, raise your hands and say, Lord, you're all I need. You're everything to me, and he'll take the pain away. When it seems you're all alone, praise his name. When you feel you can't go on, raise your hands and say, greater is he that is within me. And you can praise the hurt away. If you'll just praise his name, oh, then you can overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. You'll see the darkness go. Faith begins to grow. You're not alone, so how can you be lonely? When everything falls apart, praise his name. When you have a broken heart, raise your hands and say, Lord, you're all I need. You're everything to me, and you'll take the pain away. When it seems you're all alone, praise his name. When you feel you can't go on, raise your hands and greater is he that is within me, and you can praise the hurt away. Greater is he that is within me, and you can praise the hurt away. If you'll just praise his name.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about you this morning, but I needed that song this morning. I felt real defeated yesterday. My heart was broke. And I almost let the devil cheat me out of a blessing because I waited a long time to meet the lady that wrote this song. And I got to meet her last night. And this song just means so much to me. Why should I worry? Why should I fear? Because God has everything under control. And it don't matter what you're going through this morning, you can praise the hurt away. I promise you, you can. I remember years ago, my cousin preached a message, and it was talking about praise your way through the storm. Sometimes, you know, when I'm driving to work and the tears are flowing, Brother Rowdy, and I get to work, like Thursday, I got to work, and we always pray every morning. Those tears wouldn't stop leaking. I went to the bathroom and I said, okay, God, I need you. I got to get it together. I got to work. I know you're going to use me today. But it seems like the devil just keeps coming, Sister Brenda. But I got to keep praising. And I ain't got to worry about it because I know Jesus is in control. Amen. Worship with me this morning.
Storms raging high, the waters around them were troubled that night. Fear filled their hearts, they felt they would die. They failed to remember the Master was nigh. He spoke the words, the winds all stood still, even the waters obey His will. He calmed the storm, just like He will mine. If I just remember, He lives deep inside. So why should I worry? Why should I fear when the very same Jesus, He stays always near. He lives in my heart and He hears when I cry. I'll call on His name till the storm passes by. We read in the Bible, when He walked with them, brought light to the darkness when the way grew dim. How great it would be to have His steps in mind and walk with the Master all of the time. And when trials come and death seems so nigh, I'll call on the Master. I know He'll be there on time. And when sickness comes and my body's in pain, all I have to do is call on His name. So why should I worry? Why should I fear when the very same Jesus, He stays always near. He lives in my heart and He hears when I cry. I'll call on His name till the storm passes by. So why should I worry? Why should I fear when the very same Jesus, He stays always near. He lives in my heart and He hears when I cry. I'll call on His name till the storm passes by. So why should I worry? Why should I fear when the very same Jesus, He stays always near. He lives in my heart
when I cry. I'll call on his name till the storm passes by. Just call on his name till every storm passes
by. I'll call on his name. Amen. It's always there. Somebody say praise the Lord. Man. Somebody who's been in a storm, say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. We'll give the Lord praise in the house this morning. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'll be all right. I'll be all right. As soon as I Calvary in the key of E flat.
Don't worry about this heavy load I carry. Don't be concerned if it sends me to my knees. For I know a place where all my load will lighten. I'll be all right soon as I touch Calvary. If my feeble hands of faith could only reach out through the dark, dreary storm of unbelief. His nail-scarred hand into my hand, I'll be all right soon as I touch Calvary. Very soon now I'll reach the hill Golgotha. I'll touch the cross that was fashioned from a tree. And if one precious drop of his blood touches me, I'll be all right now that I've touched Calvary. If my feeble hands of faith could only reach out through the dark, dreary storm of unbelief. If he'll reach his nail-scarred hand into my hand, I'll be all right now that I've touched Calvary. If he'll slip his nail-scarred hands into my hand, I'll be all right now that I've touched Calvary.
Sister Jennifer was singing. I'm going to back up just a second. Songwriters can make stuff that makes your foot tap, and they can also be anointed, and through their music, years later, He can speak to your heart. And I truly think the writers of Praise His Name were very anointed. The second she started singing, I started crying. Just what happens. I'm saved. I know I've been saved. I was saved in fall of the year 1991. I celebrate quite a lifespan as a Christian. But things have been cold and dead in my life. But those songwriters, when they wrote that song, they said, oh, you can overcome by the blood of the Lamb, which I've never denied. I've never lost my salvation. It's just where I've been. He covered me, Church of God at Sand Hill, with His blood, fall of 1991. I claim December 6th because of some other events, but it was actually a little prior to that. And by the word of your testimony. And that's where I failed. So standing right there, I came back and I remembered what God had done. And I smile, and people see Jesus in me, and I know that's what they're seeing because they mention it, even though I'm not doing anything. But what I was leaving out was the word of my testimony. It's been a long time since I've stood in the pulpit and said anything, even though God said, get up there. And I said, no, that's just foolish pride. I want to make a spectacle of myself for David's well-doing. It's not about me. It's about Jesus. It's about what He voluntarily did on the cross of Calvary when He shed every drop of blood. Not one drop was spilled. Spilling implies an accident. There was no accident. And it took every precious drop and every bit of life for Him to lay down His life. Reading the Bible, He laid down His life. Without a drop of His blood, He could have gotten back up, and then He would have quit being mortal man. And He would have been God. So He had to remain mortal man. And He did it for you. And He did it for me. He did it for me in 1991. The hill's been filled. The road's been filled with thorns. It's been uphill in the snow both ways.
I am barefoot.
I just want to say that I love Jesus. And that I love each and every one of you. And if I've ever done anything that takes the light off Jesus, I apologize. I'll apologize to your face if you just come and tell me. And remember, it's by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. We've gone too silent too long. Just want to say I love Jesus and thank you.
Praise the Lord. God's great, isn't He?
Hallelujah.
How many feel that same presence of the Lord this morning? My, my, my. Give Him praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's good to see you this morning. Man, you're a good-looking audience. We appreciate you being here. Hope that you've been blessed this week. Hope you feel the mighty presence of God. It's thick up here, brother. The anointing is thick here this morning, and I thank God for that. Go with us to the book of Isaiah. Chapter number 9, verse number 6, and you may also want to put your thumb on Matthew 1:21 as well. Reading first from the book of Isaiah, chapter number 9, verse 6. For unto us, everybody say unto us, a child is born. Unto us, a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Matthew 1:21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Dear Heavenly Father, how we love you and how we thank you, Lord, for your presence that we feel here this morning, for your redeeming blood, God, that's already been talked about this morning. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come into the house of the Lord today to honor you, to praise you, and to exalt your name. Father, I humbly ask this morning that you would anoint this vessel, anoint these lips of clay, God. Let us hear from heaven this morning, God. Let us hear your direction. Let us hear your word. Not be hearers only, but doers of your word. Father, I pray for a mighty anointing of your Spirit. God, touch each and every person here. Those who may be in need of healing, God, we know you're the healer. Those who need deliverance, God, you are more than a deliverer. God, those that need salvation, you are our salvation. And Father, I pray that this morning, God, that your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. This morning I want to follow up on the songs, the testimony, the Spirit of the Lord that is in this place. You're not here by accident. Amen. I believe it is a purpose. I believe that God has got you here this morning for a purpose. I don't believe that anything that we do, amen, is just by happenstance. I believe God, if we're born again and committed to Christ by faith, God's anointing is upon us and He has a purpose for our life. I don't know what God's going to do this morning, but I do feel like He's going to touch some lives. He's going to touch some souls. I have been so enthralled with this Word of God this week. I've been feeling being blessed by the Word of God as He began to speak to my heart. And this morning, I want to bring a message entitled, Jesus, My Savior. Jesus, My Savior. Isaiah said, He's wonderful, and He is. Can you say amen? He's a counselor, the best counselor that I know of. Amen. No one can counsel you like Jesus, amen? So many times we don't take advantage of His ability to counsel us and direct us in our everyday life. But if you need guidance in your life, if you need direction, the counselor of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the absolute best that you could ever trust in. He's the mighty God, amen? How many knows and has felt and has witnessed the mighty powers of God? He's an everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. But this week, I have been focused on the word Savior. And He's all of those things, but I'm so glad, Brother John this morning, Brother each and every one of you, that I can call Him Jesus, my Savior. He is my Savior. To many of the people in the Bible, Jesus was a lot of things. In fact, Jesus is all that I ever need. How many knows that? I need Him above everything else in my life. We find reading in the Bible that to Mary He was the promised child, conceived by the Holy Ghost. No one prior to that, no one after that has ever been able to make that statement. But Jesus was conceived of the Holy Ghost to a Virgin Mary, a birth, amen, that He had to take on the humanity of man to become the supreme sacrifice. He, in fact, was the promised Messiah. To the 12 disciples, He was referred to as Master, Teacher, Rabbi. They followed Him. They exemplified His lifestyle. They listened intently to every word that Jesus said. Some would take notes to write later the books of the Bible on the exploits of Jesus, the Anointed One, the Messiah, the Son of God. To the woman at the well, He was living water. How many can relate to that? How many can relate to your life being empty? There's a song that says when you're in a room and you're full of empty. Amen. That denotes someone who hasn't received the Spirit of the Lord. My life was empty until Jesus came in and filled the void. He became that living water, that water that bubbles over, that water that gives me life, that water that gives me hope, that water that sustains me from day to day, from minute to minute, amen. I can't make it without Jesus, but I don't have to because He's promised to never leave us nor forsake us, amen. To Bartimaeus, He was sight. I mean, He's thankful that your sight was opened up. You know, I was raised in church, but that didn't save me. My granddaddy was a pastor, but that didn't fill me with the Holy Ghost. Amen. My mom and dad were devoted Christians and took me to church even when I didn't want to go. But that alone did not save me. I'm so glad that one night there I was listening to the Word of God, and I'd heard it time and time again. But when you hear it with the convicting power of the Holy Ghost, how many knows there's something drawing about that? There's something connecting about that. I'd heard the message. I'd heard
heard the songs. I'd even enjoyed the praise and worship. But that night my eyes, my spiritual eyes, were opened up. And I saw that I needed the experience of a born-again experience with the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know what it means when it draws you out of your pew, out of your seat, and brings you down to an altar of repentance. My spiritual eyes was opened up. Yes, he's wonderful. Yes, he's counselor. Yes, he's the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. But he's also my spiritual sight, just as he gave natural sight to Bartimaeus. Not only did he do that, but to the woman who was about to be stoned. Listen very closely. All of humanity have erred. We have all sinned. We've all come short of the glory of God. Brother David, that's what makes redemption so wonderful. That's what makes the forgiving power of an abundant love of Jesus Christ so wonderful. I will never, ever tire of praising Him and loving Him and thanking Him for saving my soul. But if you can relate with me to the woman who was about to be stoned, Jesus is a God of second chances. I said he's a Savior and he's a forgiver, but he's also given us second chances. I'm so glad of his mercy and his grace because I didn't heed the call the first time he called me. I'm not bragging about that. I'm sorry for the fact, but I didn't. But it took several times. Amen. Not only second and third and fourth chances, but he kept calling. He kept urging me. He kept working with me. He kept convicting my soul until that night I gave my life to Jesus Christ. Thank God for second chances. I have fallen many times. I have failed, as some of you have talked about. There's been times when I missed out. But I went to the Lord and with a repentive and broken and contrite spirit, forgive me. Lord, help me. Forgive me. Again, He is that God, my Savior of second chances. To the impotent man who had laid at the pool for years and years and years, closely related to someone who have known to do good but couldn't quite get over the threshold. I've talked to so many people. Pastor, I'm going to do better. Pastor, I promise I'm going to get my life straight and I'm going to let Jesus be the Lord of my life. Well, you're doing it in reverse. You'll never get your life straight until you make Jesus your Lord and Savior. You'll never be able to get past those things that come against you and bombard you until you fully dedicate yourself that Jesus is not only going to be my Savior, Jesus is going to be my Lord. Amen? I'm going to let Him be my master. I'm going to let Him dictate to me and lead me and guide me in the path that I'm supposed to go. But the impotent man was very much like many of the people today. He blamed other people. He said, I've been coming to this pool for years. And I'll get just as close as I can to the pool because the angel will come down at a certain season and trouble the water. And the first one who is into the pool will be made whole. And I've tried. Believe me, I've tried. I've tried to get there within my strength. But just about when I'm fixing to get into the water, somebody ahead of me gets into the water. And I go home dejected, and I go home upset, and you know, just distraught, hoping and waiting for another opportunity and another chance. Sometimes we fail to realize the story. The story there is that he blamed others. He blamed others. There's people today that have not made it right with the Lord because it's somebody else's fault. Somebody hurt them. Somebody said something. Somebody refused to befriend them or something. Let me tell you something. Your salvation is not in any person in this church. Not a one of them bled and died on the cross of Calvary for you. This pastor is nothing but human flesh. I may fail you, not intentionally, but I may not be able to be your support. But I can point you to Jesus Christ, who will never fail you. He'll always be there for you. Oh, yeah, he'll lift you up, he'll bless you, he'll heal you, he'll anoint you, he'll direct you, he'll be the closest friend you've ever had and ever will have. But then Jesus came by. Oh, can you remember? Can you remember? The brother gave us the exact date. Not only can I tell you the year and the date, I can take you to a little church in Rockmart, Georgia, and I believe within a few inches I can pinpoint the exact place I'd melt down. Why do you remember that? Because it was the best day in my life. Nothing else compares. I've had a lot of blessings. God has blessed me and anointed me with a beautiful family and a beautiful church, but nothing, amen, everything compares. Or pales in comparison to what Jesus did for me on that night. Hallelujah. When Jesus came by. Amen. So to the impotent man, Jesus was strength to walk again. Has Jesus ever been your strength? When you felt like you couldn't take another step? When you felt like throwing your hands up and quitting? You know, that's all right to confess. We're human. Even though Jesus lives within us, we're human. Sometimes flesh says, you can't take it. You can't make it. You can't do it anymore. Amen. But you know what? I've always found to be the case. That's when Satan is trying to get us so low. Because he knows that God's about to pour a blessing out upon us. God's about to do something. So if you're here today and you're thinking about quitting, or you're thinking about, I just can't take another step, get ready. I said, get ready, because God's about to pour out an abundance of blessing coming your way. Amen. God knows that when we need help, he will be our helper. He will be our strength. You'll be able to walk again. Amen. In the Spirit. Sometimes you'll be able to run again and dance again in the Spirit of the Lord. Yes, he was that. He was also to legion. A poor, pitiful individual that society had given up on. That nobody would have anything to do with. He made his home in the tombs. Howling like an animal, crying, being torn within by demonic spirits. I want to encourage you, but I also want to warn you. Just as sure as there's a Holy Ghost spirit, there are demonic spirits. I said there are demonic spirits out there. And they will tear you. They will strip you of your all of your peace and joy, and they'll disrupt your family. They'll get into your head and create all kind of things, but I got hope for you. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. We have a comfort. We have an advocate with the Lord Jesus Christ, who is, by the way, stronger than any demonic spirit that'll ever come against you. Jesus stepped out on the seashore. And this raving lunatic, torn, bloody, cutting himself, howling, growling, almost inhuman, probably to even look at, comes up to Jesus. Listen, Jesus was all of those things to those other people, but Legion needed something else. Come on. There's a point in time in life you may get to the point where nothing else will work except Jesus. You've tried everything. You've reached out to everyone. You've done all the things that you know to do, and still there is no spiritual relief. You know, we'd love to fix things for people. Amen. Wouldn't you love to be able to fix things for people? But there's some things we can't fix. But Jesus can. Jesus can. Listen, I want you to understand. To Legion, and listen very intently, Jesus was a demon destroyer. I said demon destroyer. Well, Brother Eddie, didn't he just cast them out? Yeah, but he put them in some pigs and they destroyed themselves. Not only did he get those spirits out of them and rebuke them, but he destroyed those demon spirits. Let me tell you, no church can do that. No pastor can do that. But Jesus Christ is the demon destroyer. Whatever your demon is, I'm here today to tell you that Jesus can make you whole again. Jesus can destroy the very demonic pressures that come against us. Somebody shout, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. To Lazarus, he was simply life. He was life. Lord, we're glad you came, but it's too late. You know, Mary and Martha's not the only two that's ever said and declared Jesus to be too late. I've heard it in my spiritual walk with God. I've heard it in my pastoral walk. Well, it's too late. It's too late. You know what? That's nothing more than lack of faith. It is never too late. As long as you're breathing. Hallelujah. I said, as long as you're breathing, glory to God, it is never too late. Oh, but Brother Eddie, you don't know my life. I said, as long as you're breathing, amen. That's the only thing that you need to understand. But Brother Eddie, you don't know what I've done. Let me tell you what Jesus has already done. To the woman, he gave second chance, amen. To all those others, he gave healing, he gave anointing, he gave strength, he gave sight. Don't you know that Jesus can come into your life, amen, and bless you and anoint you and change your whole direction? Hallelujah. To Lazarus, he said, no, just take me to where he is. Where have you put him? Well, Lord, we've put this prayer request in a tomb, and we've sealed it because we've given up on this prayer request. We know you're Jesus. We've seen your miracle-performing ability, but this prayer request, it's beyond you. So we're going to put it in this tomb, and we're going to seal it, and we're going to declare it dead. Unfortunately, there's Christians who put prayer requests in a sealed tomb and declared them dead. You know what our excuse is? Well, probably God didn't want it. You have not, because you ask not. Hallelujah. Jesus said, remove that stone. Oh, Lord, it stinks in there. That request has been dead for years. I've just learned to go on and just decided that wasn't for me, so I left it in. Jesus said, remove the stone. Get it out of the way. You know what? If Jesus is a deliverer, if Jesus is a healer, if Jesus is a giver of life, do you not think that Jesus could have moved that stone? How many believers to know that all he had to do is speak the word and that stone would be gone? But let me tell you something. If you want Jesus to clean out your tomb, you better move the stone. Get it out of the way. Hallelujah. And give, Lord, come on into my tomb, Lord. Resurrect that prayer request. Hallelujah. Move the stone. He cried, Lazarus, come forth. Amen. And Lazarus hopped out of that tomb. How you know that, brother? Because he was bound. Jesus said, loose him. Do you not think that Jesus, the Messiah, the healer, the deliverer, the redeemer, could have unwrapped himself? He could have said, breathe, clothes, be gone. But let me tell you something. Jesus had a human side. Don't be offended about this. You bound him up and you put him in there, you loose him. Hello? I didn't put him in there. I didn't bind him up. I'm not late. I knew what I was going to do when I got here. I was going to raise him from the dead. But you declared it impossible and put him in his tomb and you bound him up. So you loose him. Ooh, somebody needs to hear that this morning. Somebody needs to loose it right now. Take it off. Lord, I'm not going to bind it up anymore. I'm not going to declare it an impossibility with you, Lord. In fact, I'm going to do more than that. I'm going to call it done in the name of Jesus. Loose him and let him go. To Lazarus, he was alive. To the multitude. You think Jesus can't bless but one at a time? Let me point you to the Word of God. To the multitude. He was the very bread for the hungry. Not only will he give you spiritual bread and living water, but I know for a fact Jesus will supply your material needs. If you'll put him first in everything that you do, I will assure you, I can give personal testimony after personal testimony how the Lord has come on the scene, amen, and provided material things when I thought it was an impossibility for them to be done. Why? Because Jesus is concerned about you. Concerned first and foremost about your spiritual welfare, where you're going to spend eternity, but he will supply your needs. Amen. According to his riches in glory. And my mind can't even begin to fathom the riches that he has stored up in glory. So don't ever be afraid or ashamed to ask for material help from the Lord Jesus Christ. He's concerned about you as much as you think, or more than you think that he is. To the leper, he simply gave cleansing time and time again. Aren't you thankful for the cleansing power of the Lord Jesus Christ? I've often said, the morning after, amen, that I received the Spirit of the Lord into my soul, there, I've said this time, the skies were bluer. Everybody I saw was pretty. You was even pretty. Amen. You're still pretty. God, I'm looking past and then in the inside of you, brother. Amen. The Lord made a change in my life. Amen. It was so wonderful. It was a cleansing process. The night before I went to the altar, I didn't feel that way. Kind of come into church out of having to. But then after that, I came into church because, are we having church tonight? I can't get to church. I want to get to church. I want to praise him. I want to worship him. I want to sing the songs of praise. There was a cleansing process into my life. How many can relate to that this morning? God is able to cleanse us. To the leper, he gave cleansing. Sister Tabitha, to the storm, he was peace and calm. Peace and calm. Peace. I understand the calm. He calmed the storm. But those that was in the storm, he gave peace. Amen. Peace. You know what peace does? Even when the waves seem high, you still got peace. Because I know the calmer of the sea. Amen. I know the sea walker, don't you? His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. There is no storm, amen, that can come against the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. It may not be a natural storm. It could very well be a spiritual storm. But he's God over that as well. Amen. Aren't you thankful that Jesus is able to speak to your storm and cause a calmness in your life? Woo, glory. Just a little bit of backing up. He was the promised child Messiah. He was the master. He was the living water. He was sight to the blind. He was a second chance for the woman who was to be stoned. He was strength to walk again for the impotent man. He was the demon destroyer in Legion's life. He was life to Lazarus. He was bread to the hungry for the multitude. He gave cleansing to the leper. He spoke peace and calm to the storm. To the 120, some of the closest followers of Jesus. And after his death and his burial and his resurrection, he said, go ye and tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Can I tell you, those that walked with Jesus so closely did not really know what to expect. Because the way I read the Bible, that was the first time that the Holy Ghost had been poured out on people. They had Jesus with them and human flesh prior to that. But he said, listen, I go away, but I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send the Comforter in my name. Not only will he be with you, he will abide within you. Oh, somebody say, praise the Lord. Jesus is here. To the 120, he was power. The Bible tells us you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, my Lord in mercy. Do you understand? There's enough power here right now in the church of the Lord. Amen. To save a generation, to save a community, to save Carroll County, to even go further. The power that the Lord Jesus has instilled into his saints. All of that is wonderful. And all of that is appreciated. And I'm so thankful, and never ever let us go a day without thanking Jesus for all that he is. The wonderful, the Counselor, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, all of those things. But I was reading that this week and I got so caught up in all that. And it was just like all of a sudden, yeah, but the greatest thing I am to you, I am your Savior. Because if Jesus never feeds me again, I'm saved. Hallelujah. If he never ever opens another spiritual door for me, he lives within me. If he doesn't heal my body, I'm still saved. Even if he doesn't answer another prayer, and he will answer prayer by faith, but even if he doesn't, I'm still saved. He is still my Savior. He's my provider. He's my healer. He's my redeemer. But thank God above all, Jesus Christ is my Savior. Man, I said I needed being saved. I said I needed it. As I already mentioned, just sitting in the church not going to do it. Amen. Read your Bible from lid to lid, and that'd be wonderful. I encourage you to do it as many times as you possibly can. In fact, you ought to have a scripture reading every day of your life just to be thankful for God's holy and written word. But reading the Bible alone is not going to do it. It'll point you to what you need to do. Amen, but we need Jesus Christ because above all of these things, he's above all, he is my Savior. Hebrews 9. Verses 14 and 15. Somebody knows that there's always had to be blood atonement. Blood atonement has never changed. There was blood when the sacrifice. We talked about it, the blood on the mercy seat and how Jesus Christ became the mercy seat for us. The sprinkled blood that was on the mercy seat in the tabernacle, behind the veil. And as our good brother said, that veil's done down. It's gone. Amen. It's gone. We can go right into the Holy of Holies. Amen. Jesus Christ became our mediator. Jesus Christ became that redemption. Hebrews 9, verses 14 and 15. How much more shall the blood of Christ, I can't even say that without feeling goose pimples all over me, the blood of Christ, not the blood of bulls, not the blood of goats, not the blood of turtle doves, but the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, everybody said it had to happen, the tragic, sad story, brutality that Christ went through, but it had to happen. If it hadn't happened, we would have to stand before God with our own merit. But I have an attorney. His name is Jesus Christ. Amen. And because of his blood, I have the DNA And that's all I'm going to offer, because my works and my flesh would not get me anywhere but the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. That by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Hebrews 9, 14 and 15, remember these three terms. Death, redemption, eternal life. Don't be confused. Don't let any man nor an angel above come and share anything different or opposing to what the Word of God says about salvation. There had to be blood. It had to be spilled for us. It had to drop. He gave that blood, as Brother Dave said. Amen. I'm so thankful for all that Jesus is. Don't get me wrong. I love the fringe benefits. Amen. I love that He's my healer. I love that He's my deliverer. I love that He's my closest friend. I love all of those things. But the one thing we cannot forget, first and foremost and above all else, Jesus Christ is my Savior. Jesus Christ is my Savior. Hallelujah. Would the music come? I'm hoping they'll know the words to this song that I don't know. Got to get it low because it goes high. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Can you say that with me this morning? Oh, what a Savior. You know, when no one else could have qualified. Abraham, the friend of God, Moses, the great deliverer, none of those could qualify. It had to be a sacrificial lamb without spot and without blemish. It had to be Jesus. Oh. What is that? What? See? Oh, what a Savior. Oh, hallelujah. His heart was broken at Calvary. His hands were nail-scarred. His side was riven. He gave His life's blood for even me. Sing it, church. Oh, what a Savior. His heart was broken at Calvary. His hands were nail-scarred. His side was riven. He gave His life's blood. While every head is bowed, every eye closed. Is Jesus your Savior? I know He's your friend. I know He's your comfort. Amen. He's your strength in the time of trouble. He's a constant abode. But have you made Him Lord and Savior of your life? I'm urging you. If you have not, don't put it off. Bible says today is the day of salvation. Why don't you come? Humbly kneel at an altar of prayer. Say, Lord, I want You not only my friend, I want You as Lord and Savior of my life. Lord, I'm sorry. God, forgive me. I'm just human. I need a second chance. While we sing that one more time. Oh, what a Savior. Yeah.
He's my comfort when I'm weary. He's my shelter from the storm. He's my armor when in battle. In the cold, he keeps me warm. When I'm hungry, he's the manna sent from heaven.
Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Forgive me, Jesus, I thought I could control whatever life would throw my way. Has brought me to my knees. I need you, Lord. I'm not ashamed to say, oh, sometimes it takes a mountain, sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Sometimes it takes a mountain, sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you.
Can't close a service like this. We just have to take it with us. Love the Lord this morning. Love each and every one of you. Thank you for being part of this service, because it's one body. We know the Lord is dwelling amongst each and every one of us. We just love the Lord. But this altar is still open. If anyone else needs prayer this morning, we do love you. Those of you online, we love you. Glad you joined us. Good to see some folks that we haven't seen in a while. We love each and every one of you. What a powerful man. Let's give God a hand clap. I don't know about y'all, but the Lord in His messages just keeps building and building. Just to Him goes all the glory. All hearts and minds clear? God, yes, ma'am. There's still victory. Might be a little stumbling block. Praise God. We'll give God all the glory. We'll keep her in our prayers, absolutely. All hearts and minds. We are so blessed as a church for those. And as you can see, God's bringing them up. Little ones all the way up. Praise God. Praise God. All right. Well, this is not the main course. You know, God's, like I said, He's continuously building on the message. So come back tonight and let the Lord just continue to minister to ministers like that. Feasting on the Word each and every day in our devotions and through our readings. But with this, we're going to get ready and dismiss. But I want to invite you all back for service. Make plans to come if you possibly can. We love you. Enjoy this beautiful day. How great God is. And with this prayer, we're going to be dismissed. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. God, we just praise your holy name. Dear Lord, thank you for your word. Lord, thank you for the message this morning. Lord, we thank you for answering prayers. Lord, we know that you're breaking chains, dear Lord. We know that your light is shining through the storms. Lord, we know that you're healing right now, that you'll be with us in whatever we face this week. And dear Lord, for those special prayer requests, those going into surgery, Lord, we know you're going to be with them even when we can't. But, dear Lord, we just love and praise you. Lord, we give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Have a wonderful, wonderful afternoon. See y'all this evening.